poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through the first week of National Poetry Month. This is World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your poet extraordinaire, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, and he's on my right-hand side, too. Holy crap, he's got me surrounded. He is the Half-Squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening. So, Michael pulled the ultimate mic drop and decided he wanted to go see a necromancy act tonight. actually, slight oversight. He's going to go see Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mm-hmm. He told us he was going to see Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I asked if I could get a ticket for that show.
You know what? I want one, too, if it was that show.
Yeah.
So. But it's okay. We were going to have a fill-in guest.
We were, and she's a little under the weather.
Yeah, and which is odd because it's just a tickle in her throat, but she doesn't want to be coughing on the microphone, which is nice.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in order to keep the show clean and going, she decided to bag out. So it's just JT and myself in the studio ready to hear your poetry. But we do need to let you know of a couple things. First off, we have a store. You should check it out. Yes. Lots of cool items. I added a few this weekend. Our off weekend.
Yes.
And Michael and you have been adding items to it as well. It's slowly growing. If you want to support World Poetry Open Mic, that's one way to do it. You'd order the items anyway. Just do it through our store. We get a small kickback for referring you. And
at no additional cost to you.
No additional cost to you. The price is the same whether you get it from Amazon or get it from our store.
Yep.
Matters not. All right. The other thing is, if you don't want to buy anything and you want to support World Poetry Open Mic, there is a donation box on our website.
Yes.
I think it's the right-hand side halfway down the page, but don't quote me as gospel on that. So if you have an extra $2-3 million laying around the house, pledge
just,
up.
Just an extra two or three. That's all.
You know, any support really does help and helps keep this platform going for poets worldwide. And those two items out of the way, since we don't have any sponsors, we're just going to open up the phone lines. If you want to call and share your poetry for National Poet...
What are the rules?
Oh, you caught me.
See?
All right, so the rules are, we want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it clean of the magical F-bomb. We don't want any hate speech. Those are only really the two items that'll get you kicked out the show.
Yeah, the F-bomb and hate speech, yeah.
Other than that, PG-13 or better until we have an After Dark segment, first Friday in May. Call now, 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use World Poetry Open Mic, all one word, Skype ID. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, there's two people in this radio studio that are looking quite confused. I guess Mary Travers being raised from the dead is a bigger draw than we thought, because most of our callers have got to be at the concert with Michael as well.
Well, but we do have our five, so this is good.
So we do get one more attempt at another segment, but we slid in just barely under the wire.
It's all right.
All right. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and go to our first caller. Please welcome calling from New York. She is Lorraine.
Well, hello. How you guys doing?
Doing good. You sound crystal clear tonight. Are you calling on Skype?
Do I really? I'm on the same phone, so maybe it's my crystal clear voice that's coming through.
There you go.
I have no idea. I took my cat to the vet today, so I'm a little shook up. She's home, and she's okay, but they have to take her back and clean her teeth and put her out, and I'm a little, upset. She's my child.
I don't blame you because, you know, cats and dogs are members of our families, too.
Absolutely.
I don't blame you for being scared. Let's just put up some good positive vibes and prayers, and hopefully things will pull through.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to read a... I've got so much here. I'm going to read something that I wrote 2 years ago, and it doesn't have a title, but I read it to my aunt in Philadelphia, and she really liked it. So I'm gonna burden you guys with this, okay?
No burden.
All of you. Okay, it's called, well, I'm sorry, I read it on 3/18/16. Should I read it again or pick something
else? Yeah, you can always repeat. That's fine.
I can always repeat?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Repeat myself. Okay. Frigid night, breathing steam. My eyes search the infinite sky flecked with stars. I feel light years away from the ground I stand upon, the world I know. Is this the limbo I was told of so long ago, or the end of ends? Beginnings fade in the process of aging. My footprints become dust, blown away by the winds of time. Perhaps I was never here. End poem.
Lorraine, you will never be blown away by the winds of time because you write, you create, and your words will live on far past when you were here.
I hope so. I hope I can add something to this world that'll make it just a tiny bit better than it is. And whatever it is, my legacy is going to be left in your hands.
Well, you've done it with my life at least. So I thank you for improving my life.
Oh, gee, Todd, thank you so much. And I appreciate you guys. Since again, I do not have the computer, is there a time I should call back or not call back?
We're going to be doing a few segments, so I would say just if JT answers the phone and we're still not taking new callers, he'll tell you. But just try every 20, 30 minutes or so.
I will do that. And I love you all, so thank you so much.
Awesome.
And,
thank you. We
you
love
later.
You too, Lorraine.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
There we go.
Sorry. Giggling and skipping down to the pond and then throws it in. I like that. It was kind of like an elf.
Yeah, it was. Sorry.
It's like this leprechaun running away with a spot of gold, then plunk, a shilling drops into the pond. So, we're going to go from New York to the longest supporter that we've had for the show. Please welcome from the poetry state of Michigan, he is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello.
It's National Poetry Month, and we love it.
It is. It's like Christmas, 4th of July, and Halloween all wrapped into one because we get to write so many poems.
It's a poet's holiday. Yay! Yeah. Yeah, we're doing real well. I've written, I think, 15 poems this month. So I'm pretty close to being on track.
Oh, you are far beyond what I've gotten. I've gotten 9 so far this month.
I'm real happy with that. And I'm going to share with you one of those poems this evening that I've written this month.
Okay.
The title is Transition. As the sun sets, it draws its colors back to itself. The night swallows up the world. The nocturnal transformations relies on the colorless stars and a pale moon, sterile, distant, and devoid of warmth, setting the stage for the glorious return of the sun. End of poem.
Wow, if that's the quality of writing you're doing this month, I'm in trouble, my friend.
You will never be in trouble.
Oh, I don't know. That was quite well.
You are the maestro.
I am the poet extraordinaire, however, you eclipse anything I do, my friend. You are very talented.
No way. And I do need you to contact me and send me some information about Posey Fest, because there might be a slight chance I'll be able to make it.
You know what?
Sweet.
We will reserve your time slot now. I will get with you via Facebook, or I can call you, however you'd like.
Yeah, call me if you can, and we'll talk about that, because I'm starting to get excited about that.
You know, I'm kind of excited, too. In fact, I was just going, I've got to start booking this again.
Yeah, we got to start getting ready for it.
And
yes,
I would be very honored if you joined us.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure going to make a concerted effort to be there this year.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Dennis, I thank you. I hope you call back. If we don't get enough callers, we're going to actually do a couple of segments so where you could share like two or three of your 15 poems that you've written this month.
Well, I plan on calling back when you open it up to the recalls. And I live in Michigan, and we have a lot of recalls.
Oh.
I wasn't going to say that. Not your company. No, it's the other two that took the bailout.
Not my
anyway.
Company. It's them other bums.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to get out of the way and let the next poet step up. And I'll close by saying God bless.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. God has blessed us with Dennis.
Yes, he has.
And him bringing up Posick Fest, I've got this subcategory in my computer, and every so often I'll hit it, and I'm like, oh, I've got to start planning that again.
Yeah.
So the project I was working on, I made like a 6-hour mixtape,
yeah,
is in the same area of the computer.
Good.
So when I popped in there, I'm like, oh, damn it, I've got to start planning again. But last year was a challenge because, I mean, you, Mike, challenged me. We had over a month.
Yeah.
And I didn't even accept until like exactly a month ago, and then it was like go time.
Yeah, you did great though.
Well,
you
guys
time.
Were great supporting.
Oh well, so. Yeah, of course. But yeah, we'll start working together and see what we can get going.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So from Michigan, where should we go? Should we go to Connecticut?
I think so.
Hi guys.
Hi Barbara, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very well for this April. I've written 15 poems.
What am I doing? I'm slacking.
you and I both.
I'm actually writing for two places, and the only reason I've written 15 instead of 16 is because I still haven't written the sonnet, and That's always the hardest for me, writing anything that has to do with rhyme. So,
and form, yeah.
Songs are especially difficult. So I'll get it done. I just haven't done it yet.
I know you will.
I'm writing for Poetic Asides, the poem a day that I always write for every April, and for you guys. So
yes, I know. I've been reading your prompt entries. Oh, my goodness. You are a talented writer.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to use that as a crutch, so bear with me for a moment, Barbara. If you're listening along and you want to follow the Facebook prompts, you can actually hit our YouTube channel every day.
Yep.
We will post a new one. You can also hit our Facebook page where we have the community. We post it there as well. Or you can just friend me, J. Todd Underhill, all one word, on Facebook. And I post it there on my site, too.
Oh, good, good, good.
Except for Sunday, it's going to be posted later than normal because I'm out of town this weekend.
Oh, okay. And I'm posting all of these poems that I'm doing for Poem a Day on my blog, too.
Yes.
So it's a lot of posting.
It is. And what we wanted to do with this is we wanted to embrace and foster creativity, and it looks like we've started a landslide at this point.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are actually doing the prompts, but I know that there's like at least five of us, six of us, and they're great, actually. They really are. They spur a lot of feelings and creativity, and I'm going to read one or two of them tonight, depending on how many. But this one I'm reading comes from the prompt that I got from Poem a Day, and it was actually April 3rd's prompt, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on it. A lot of people like it, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
The prompt was to finish the title three blank. So here's my title. Three of us left. Where once there were four, there is only three. Only three plates for dinner. Only three tickets for a movie. Only three and the empty space where once you inhabited a chair and a piece of the table. You're part of the world where you staked your claim. And we were observers for your life. And three for discussion, missing the opposing argument you inserted into a neutral time, creating your drama and bringing the world with its chaos and confusion into the center of our table. Swirling winds surrounded your voice as you expanded upon this or that, but we listened as apostles for your gems of truth. You cut through with your words as if you were a word butcher, slicing into anything mundane or trivial and tossing it aside. No small talk for you, though the three of us would have liked to hunker down and breathe out the silliness around us, envelop our lives in the mundane. Now there is silence in the fourth place, an invisible space where no one sits, an empty leather chair that once held a hulking presence complete with glass in hand and papers, always papers. And now we can watch the silly TV shows and gossip about the mundane. But there is always a time we wish you were here to make sense of the world that somehow, no matter how we try to keep it out, seeps through the cracks, and you are not here to explain it to us, your ever-captive audience. And once more, we three are left to sort out the monsters by ourselves. End poem.
As always, Barbara, great work. When my mother passed, my father had this mantra that we all went by was, it's not about finding the old normal, it's about establishing the new normal.
Yep.
And we also embraced that when my dad died, too. And that's what you've got to do with the three left, is you've got to establish a new normal.
Mm-hmm. We do, yeah. But, you know, it's always that.
Dinner out,
emptiness.
Nice show, you know. Maybe some comedy, and then you just drop them and go, come do World Poetry Open Mic. Leave them with their Frosties.
Well, it's not that I don't have fun, you know. It's just this really, I guess, appealed to a lot of people, so that's why I read it. And thank you guys, as always, for letting me read my stuff and for appreciating it and everything else. And the chat room is so quiet, it's just Philip and me.
Oh, you know, Michael's not here to stir things up, and he does stir things up on occasion, doesn't he?
No, we'll have to stir things up ourselves. There's no one here but just Philip and me, so.
Zoinks. Well, if you're listening, we do have a chat room going. Follow Barbara
yeah,
in there,
come on
talk
on.
With her.
Yeah.
I know that there's a couple more callers on that may not be there, but that's all right.
Yeah, you can just get onto the page and get into the chat room. And tonight it's actually working well. I'm knocking wood.
Yes.
Good.
So it continues to work well. Okay, guys, I'm going to get off and let you get someone else on. But
right.
You're going to have another segment, right?
We are. We may end up having a couple, depending on how meager the callers are. So
and
we'll
the
keep
return
you
engagement.
As long as we may do a couple of return engagements, depending on how many callers we have. But
cool.
We will keep you abreast on the changes to the format, depending on how many callers we have.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We just got one more caller, more person in the chat room.
Beautiful.
Yay.
All right. So we will talk to you again real soon, Barbara.
Okay. Sure. Okay,
bye-bye,
guys.
Bye-bye. That was Byron on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Barbara, Dennis, Lorraine, and of course, a World Poetry Open Mic show would not be complete without the weirdness of Mr. Philip from Kentucky.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Your work, I was perusing. I still haven't brought your book to the studio, by the way. I'm still perusing the words. And oh my goodness, you are quite the writer.
Oh, well, you're making me blush, and I certainly appreciate the accolade. I really do. That means the world to me. Mr. Underhill, it certainly does. And thank you for being one of the 10 who are reading my book. That is just
well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, no, absolutely. I am pleased that, I mean, and truly, and I mean that, too. I mean, whether I had a fan base of 10,000 or two, I count everyone equally, so it doesn't matter to me. But it means the world to me is really what I'm trying to say. Thank you. And you really made me smile, especially as I was getting a little sleepy tonight. I've been burning, you know, the quasi-whatever, midnight oil, the cliche there. And, you know, it catches up with you, especially when you're over 40. I mean, I never thought I would say crap like that, but, you know, you're 20, you hear old people say, oh, how do you do that? And now I'm 40, and, you know, it can get you, you know, sleepy. That's all I'm trying to say there.
No, I'm with you, brother. I eclipsed 40 a little while back, and I'm the same way. I'm like, how did I go at such a full tilt rate? And JT remembers when I was younger.
Oh yeah,
I would work a full day. I would go chase the dream of professional wrestling announcing. We'd go, and I'd sleep for 2-3 hours and then back at it again.
Yeah. Back at it again. Yep.
Yeah. So now yeah, I'm like, no, I need my good 6 hours of sleep.
Uh-huh. Good 6 hours of sleep. Well, that's not half bad. I average usually something like that, and then I'll have like a day of like 10 or 12 hours, and then it refreshes. But anyhow, I also wanted to say, Mr. Haiku Master, JT, your book looks handsome, sir. I saw it on your the pages, the advertisement there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. And your books look handsome as well. I don't want to have any poetry envy going on here. You know?
I've got no poetry envy. He's done a great book, and he actually, this is news that's not been broken anywhere. He actually signed his first autograph today.
All right.
It was yesterday.
Isn't that
yesterday?
Last night. Yep.
That is just marvelous. That makes me quite happy to be involved with all of your guys' good news, and that's wonderful. Well, cheers to all of that, and I'll get on with my little piece and let the fifth caller show their stuff. So here we go. Here's the title: discussing background and source materials that may prove useful when teaching about songs of experience. And here we go. I worry not any longer, because the literary weird arrives at my moldering doorstep without being sought. Unannounced friends and antagonists transcended from transcribed pages about Ovid's Metamorphosis or fishermen from Galilee. Rosinante kicking at my door frame in anticipation of one last adventure or a modest walk around sedate autumn arbor suburban sidewalks. Beliefs are butterflies returned from distant shore migrations. How lightly they land in your long auburn hair, as if they mate with dreams hidden from your waking self. Secure salty tears of wisdom in tautly wound chrysalises, the color of human irises, and remembered lachrymose oceans sluiced into briny rivulets. One day, when your beauty blooms, I will talk about spring bees and all those secret methods that produce lustrous honey from the cornucopia, resting warm as a season, barely longer than a sigh stirred from your dulcet, sun-warm thighs. And there it is, fellas.
Heck yeah!
Got a little spring in the air. Sound a little bit Twitter-pated, don't I?
Yeah, you sound a lot Twitter-pated with that.
A lot Twitter-pated. I tell you, them girls just pop out in the college campus when spring arrives. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm a man. I forgot. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like me.
Exactly. Yeah. I ran into that at work recently.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Hibernation is over.
Yes, hibernation is over. All the girls broke out the spring
wear. Hibernation is over. Hunting season. Let's get out our tents and
there you go.
All right, cheers, and thanks for having me on, and I look forward to the return engagement tonight.
Thank you, Philip, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, that was filled with innuendo, the whole hunting season, and breaking out the tent posts and everything like that.
I'm telling you, spring.
That was almost almost after dark.
Yeah, almost.
All right, so we do have one more caller left in the segment. He's quickly becoming a well-known member of our family. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, he is Joe.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
Pretty much, I'll tell you what.
Are you following the World Poetry Open Mic writing prompts for National Poetry Month?
Yes, I wrote one.
That's all right. One's a start.
Yeah. I think it was the shortest one you gave, too, the five-liner.
Yes, the five-line poem to someone, anyone in your life, yes.
Yes. It was a good prompt.
Well, we've got a few good ones coming up, too. JT and Michael really racked their brains, and, well, I did my part, too, but they really racked their brains.
Cool. Well, I have a poem here. It was inspired by Jack Kerouac. That's the title of it.
All right.
Thought it was fitting for National Poetry Month. From the Blueses of Old Kerouac. I sit in blight of light, in black enclosed from darkness, before the host of electronic devices. I focus all intent towards the dull-lit screen of my computer, feeling annoyed with all its wanted attention. Hands clenched in rage, only middle finger left raised. This machine can never hold the crown my head has gained. I've got an eye set to encage, entranced by excelling light. It enlightens me, then I'm so full of nothing really at all. No creative fulfillment as I would have with pad and pen. This magic screen, this mirage indeed, part of seeing the morning star gives me some relief, knowing now true light can shine, letting all be seen. This poet's growl, his owlish allures to write about today, though nothing new any other poet hasn't had to portray. In use of this light, my words stand out in a haze. Eyes are heavy, fingers are tight, and my mind's in need of a break. Even though the master white sheet is enjoying what my hand enslaves, hoping the night's dealings bring more words to mark it off or try to tame. On and on, the progress shows, the time-long conquering of nothing at all grows. Hey, you out there, can you be a part and not just apart from this? May the authors govern the doorways of your mind to leave only the sublime. So if the po-try don't rhyme and the subject don't kick your ass, let the internet be your guide. Who knows? Maybe it'll open your mind. Patrick Swayze is dead. Ain't we all? Who ain't dead? Bruce Lee is dead. Nah, New York is dead. New York is bleak and snow. End poem.
That had a very Kerouac feel to it. I like it. Of course, I'm a huge Kerouac fan, too.
Yeah, I was reading, I have this little Kerouac poetry book, and it had a bunch of his blueses. I guess there's like a whole collection of them, and I used a couple of the lines and just changed them around. You know, that's how they say art is supposed to be done, you know, steal from the best and make it your own, you know?
Exactly, and same with songs, really. I mean, you steal a hook from here, a little line from there, and you make your own pop song.
Yeah.
Right.
Joe, thank you for calling our show. I love that piece.
Yeah, thank you. Well, can I say where it's at, like internet page?
Of course you can.
It's on allpoetry.com.
And what's your username out there, Joe?
J. Cope, K-O-P-P-E.
J. Cope, okay. And am I friends with you? I've got a lot of friends out there, so I wanted to make sure that you are my friends.
I just added you. Phew. I just added you.
Awesome. So, next time you're out there, add yourself to the World Poetry Open Mic All Poetry group, too. We've got a group there. We've got a group at Writers Cafe. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, and we've got a group of Facebook, but yeah.
Cool. I think I got you on Facebook already, too.
Right on. Joe, thank you for all you do for our show, and hopefully you'll call back for a return engagement, too.
Sure, man.
Awesome.
Right. Thanks for having me.
That was Joe on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, I've seen a few callers. We're coming up on a new call segment, not quite yet, about 3 minutes away. Boston, if you're calling from California, you're going to want to call in about 3 minutes. Washington, if you're calling from the banks of the Delaware, call in about 3 minutes. Paris, if you're in Paris, call in about 3 minutes.
Paris, anyway. Texas, right?
Yeah. All right. So... I'm going to read my entry number 6 for the World Poetry Open Mic prompt today. The prompt was, write a poem to your first crush.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember, because you were with us when we were recording those.
Yes.
My wife knows that my first crush is someone that still has a piece of my heart, so this is no surprise to her. In fact, I think I've read this poem to her. This is entitled, My First Love. The girl... The most beautiful name captivated my heart in the first grade. Holding a love I did not proclaim, but the feeling never did really fade. Junior high, she set my heart aflutter. The girl with the most beautiful name, causing this poet to stammer and stutter, setting my heart's passion aflame. I moved away when high school years came, but my feelings for her never did change. The girl with the most beautiful name, she must have thought this poet was strange. Even to this very moment that I write, a piece of my heart is still hers to claim. Just the thought of her still doth excite the girl with the most beautiful name. And I actually posted that on my Facebook page with the message stating she's on my friends list. I know she's going to see it. After about 40 years, I think she needs to know.
Okay.
So
still
hopefully,
a good piece.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully she saw it and knows that someone out there cares about her.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll do it for that segment. And I want to apologize to anybody that sent us recorded poetry or submissions. The computer we use that for is with Michael, so
yes.
We don't have that ability tonight. We will do a lot of makeup over the next couple of weeks for anything we've missed.
Yes.
All right. So now, if you're Boston calling from California, or you're Florida calling from Ohio, or you're New Mexico calling from Old Mexico, you're going to want to dial 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use World Poetry Open Mic, all one word, as a Skype ID, and you can get in that way as well. Heck yes. The next Evolution Poetry Radio. We've got 4 callers, which triggers the return
engagement. It doesn't have the same effect.
All right.
Sorry.
So we're going to get through these 4 callers. I'll probably read another one, and then we will open the phone lines up for repeat callers.
Yes.
And depending on how many callers we get in that segment, we may go another one, too.
We may.
Not sure. Depends on how early the evening is. Because, you know, my wife kicks me out of the house. She's like, I want to read my book, and I have to be home after a certain time. I'm just kidding.
I was totally going to say, that's really weird.
It is kind of weird. Anyway. All right. So, wow. We have a new caller as well. I'm just excited about this. So, let's go to that caller that is Boston from California, first and foremost. She was on our show last week. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Now, I have it on good authority. You're going to try something experimental. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What are you doing? Just explain your method, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and hope that my computer doesn't get too hot and shut off, but I'm going to try and play background music to this script.
Okay.
So the background of the story is I responded to a friend's writing, and he suggested that I would enter the contest. And the contest was, what scares you when you see your reflection? And she wanted dark, raw writes. No thinking, just write.
Okay.
So, mine is called Rooted Depravity. So I'm going to hit the music first. I don't know if you can hear it. It's not too loud, but we'll go from there.
All right. Hit the go button. We'll let you know if we hear it.
Can you hear it?
No.
But that's okay.
Okay, hold on.
There you go.
There we go.
Can you hear now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Rooted depravity. Eyes rescind painfully. Unspoken hushes incite bidding wars. Procurement entangles my hopelessness as dawn's darkness ignites ebony's knife. Estranged reflections morph ineptitudes. Hostage thoughts burn my ashen soul. Gnaw me away, depravity's hold. Self-mutilation through exploration, deprivation fevers emotional frustrations, while sedation hosts caustic retaliation. And me, I'm swept beyond my rational considerations. Unleashed suffering bleeds me right. Masturbation of the mind becomes my clinical design. Deviant chanting secretes hell's poisoned juices, ushering my surrendered cries. Come live with me. You'll be all right. Reflective doors of impingement draw my paint dry. Claret oozes through fissures, despondency plaguing my miseries. Follow me right this way. Imprisonment reports white, pounds its strapped voltage. Satan sings the encore with wretched insights. In my mind, altering persuasions, shocking pulses guide his deepest sinewed bites. Compassion's company becomes fractured. Ravaging voices bid their whispers wickedly. Serenities voluntarily are captured. No one cares. They'd be better off without you. Look in the mirror. What do you really see? Damn to hell, for nobody is home. A repulsive shell, a borrowed tomb. Look again. Come closer. Come to me. See to believe. You are absolutely nothing. Just a mere shadow of pathetic emptiness. Now come to me. Let me take your pain away and end all your suffering. Shattered fragments foil their spoil. As a carnivore seeks to devour, damnation defiles my sanctification. Digital grips save my decaying juices, evoking etchings to swirl their strokes, amplifying that which has been dissected and choked. A poisoned rendition imposing diabolical insipidness, disposing collections ravid me free. The empowered vision has risen, simply replacing me. Victory conquers with its final blow as I quietly slip into the fibers I've come to call home. My blanket of tears lying dormant, shriveled at my shackled feet. Mindlessly, I wander off, searching. Between gasping, breaths fall easily as I burrow in my rescued haven, comforted by warmth of secretions as rooted depravity tucks me in. Minutes fade me fast, reflections appear. Finally, they mean nothing. As I've drawn my crimson bath, echoing drips convey its claim, as intrinsic fibers have thread me worn, fatally broken me, dying ashamed. These mirrored images have uprooted my heart, scattered my dreams, a prisoner blinded of sight, underscores my legacy, simply lost. Envision to find that which she could never see, her beauty. End poem.
I liked it. I liked it.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Have you recorded your own poetry before?
Just a couple. I haven't. I've done this one. It's on SoundCloud now.
Now, did you mix it with the music and everything like that?
I did, and I actually, what messed me up in the beginning, because I started too soon, because when I do it on my recording, the first stanza where I say depravity's hold, it's like stronger, so it's kind of a little bit off, but, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I have it.
How do you mix your voice with the music? What program do you use?
Well, I do it really probably like backwards, but I play the music on the laptop and I open up another window with my script and then I record on my phone.
Oh, there's a much easier way to do that. If I can just take up a couple moments of your time.
I would love it.
All right. The costly part of it is you go out and get yourself a fair decent USB recording microphone. If
okay.
you use the store link that we've got, I've actually posted a Yeti microphone in there. I would highly suggest it. Very clear
okay.
audio quality. The other part of it's really cheap. You go out to audacity.com and you download the newest version of Audacity. It
uh-huh.
allows you to do multi-track recording. And what you do is you re-record your voice and get a good clean take. All right?
Uh-huh.
Then after you get the clean take and do all the edits and everything on your voice, then you upload the music file, and you can actually
oh.
insert space in between your stanzas to where your voice hits certain vocal notes where you want the music
oh.
more intense and everything like that. It's all editing
right.
trick. Most of my stuff is all smoke and mirrors. That's how I do things.
Uh-oh. You like mirrors, huh?
Smoke and mirrors. Usually the mirrors first, and then I smoke afterwards. But every once
all
in a while,
right.
if I'm going too fast, I smoke before the mirrors. Well, wow, that's very
okay.
after dark, too.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
So anyway, I wish I heard what you just said, but I didn't hear it.
I said it was very after dark of me to say that, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I kind of have that ability to draw those things out.
Well,
yeah.
you know, a dirty mind is
all
a terrible
right.
thing to waste. Anyway, Boston, I hope you call back for the return engagement, which will be following this here shortly.
Great, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. See, we did our good deed for the night, helped somebody out with their recording ability.
Yes.
I think we need to do another good deed and bring someone new into our family, too. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. Let's bring in Andy from Florida. Is that what I sound like on the air?
That's what you sound like
oh,
on
wow.
the air.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in Andy from Florida.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. There's about a 12-second delay between what you were hearing and what we were actually doing, but we filled
Not
the time
a
just fine.
I can lower the computer if that helps you, too.
And no, it would help you, actually, on your performance, because
okay.
you'll start hearing yourself twice, 12 seconds delay,
okay.
and you'll be like, what
All
the
right.
heck?
So I'm on
mute.
I put on mute.
Okay, so we have a question for all our new callers.
Mm-hmm.
How did you hear about our show?
Well, probably two things. Number one, I write on AP.
Okay, all poetry.
Okay,
beautiful.
So, and didn't even realize actually that you were somewhat connected because there is a site, you know, there's a direct link. I was searching Google one night and there you were.
What? We were on Google? We're like
yeah,
famous and stuff.
Pardon?
I said we're like famous and stuff. I was being totally facetious.
Aw.
So, do you have a handle that you go by on All Poetry that you'd like people to go read your work on?
Actually, I do. It is called Crumbs of Sorts. There's a story to that, but it's not as self-deprecating as it sounds.
Okay, so.
Anyway, but yes, so it's Crumbs of Sorts is the copyrighted name.
Are you going to keep us in the dark, or are you going to tell us the story? I want to hear.
Oh, you want to hear the story. Okay, well, like here was this little girl that, you know, everybody sort of kind of wanted to have at their party, and then one day she just kind of sort of wasn't. She kind of fell down into a little dark hole, and didn't sleep really well, and just started to write and write and write and write and write and write and write. And so here I am. A year later, found a smile and a twinkle and a star, and that's the story. So as I was writing, I came upon, you know, six-word stories. And, of course, because I have two speeds of race and off, I wrote, like, 40 pages of six-word stories.
Beautiful.
And my husband said, nah, you can do better than that. And so that's what happened.
Okay.
Awesome. So are you friends with me on All Poetry? Because I'd love for you to connect with me on there.
Oh, I would love to connect with you on All Poetry. So I don't know that we have done that.
Uh-huh. My name is J. Todd Underhill. If you basically go to the bathroom wall, it'll say, for a good time, call... No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, I'll try to find Crumbs of Sorts, right?
Crumbs of Sorts. C-R-U-M-B-S dot O-F dot Sorts.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, Andy, so what are you going to share for your first time on our show?
Well, I normally wouldn't do something I've never read out loud before. However, I just wrote this. There is a contest called Magical Realism and Extended, and there's a series of photographs from an artist called Paul Wunderlich, and this is a picture from his gallery of an abstract Picasso-ish woman whose hair is wrapped around her face, and she... her whole face, but for her eye, is sort of cloth behind her hair. And this is what I felt as I was looking at this picture.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Okay. And it's your turn to go.
Oh, good. Okay, so Sorry. It is called A Not-So-Magical Metaphor.
All right.
Inside gray matter lives my ghost. I will fashion her into this story with hope you will embrace her. So she knows serenity, unlike me, who sits alone and takes inventory of naked emotions, left to die on my closet floor. Emily Post would insist, manners dictate, and disallow us call a ghost, ghost. Her name, then, Isabella. Pretty name, don't you think? Isabella wished not to limply hang, gasping for air or crumbs of light, in a damp, dreary closet. She wants out. She dreads that I will stumble over bottled bullshit bottles and insulate and amuse myself with bubble wrap and remain wrapped and pop myself into a euphoric state eternally. Isabella abhors shattered hangers unfit to hold one solitary single star. You see, illusions crippled me. Archaic buttons of belief fell off blouses, left black sun buttonholes. I forget what it feels like to costume myself me. I begin missing, though I try. Enters Isabella. I seek sight from eyeless mannequins, heartbeats purchased, bundled harmony designed for antiquated phones with garbled third-party lines of miscommunication. Were palpitations always perversions of judgmental others who live life on life support and betray my breath? Or was all lost as you lace combat boots, carved my name, Isabella, in flesh on your wrist, grabbed a newsie, though ballerina flats adorned my feet, and a tulle tutu did little to shield me from your war. Will you listen for my ghost breath?
Very well done. I like the voice that you read that in. I like the way you presented it. You've definitely got to remain a member of our family because I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. I enjoy it, too. There's a little bit of a dramatist here, so that's where some of that does come from.
I like that. So there are other ways you can get dialed into the show. Do you Facebook at all?
Facebook?
Okay. We've got a community. If you look up facebook.com/worldpoetryopenmic, all one word, it'll mm-hmm. take you to our community. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of our family members will be very accepting. Also, there is a WPOM Facebook Friends group that you can join where mm-hmm. we all post our poetry that we're working on and give constructive criticism and give support to. And that's another really good one to dial into. I'm glad you found us.
I'm glad I found you, too. You've given me a plethora of information. So one way is to Facebook, which I have a feeling I've already liked you. So I can probably get most of this information, can I not, just by the main page?
Correct.
That has all your information.
And if you friend me on Facebook, I'll just add you to the World Poetry Open Mic Friends group, okay?
Okay. All right. So and give me the whole name, please, again, and I'll write it down.
The initial J? My middle name is Todd, T-O-D-D.
Well, I can't forget that. That was my brother's name. Go ahead.
And then Underhill, the traveling name for Frodo
Baggins.
You
got it. Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. All right. So I will just friend J. Todd Underhill. I will do that.
Awesome. Andy, thank you very much. And we're about to do a return engagement where people are allowed to repeat call. So you are welcome to call back during that if you wanted to do a second poem as well.
I think I just really might want to do that. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Okay. I will do that. Okay, so I will catch up with you a little bit later, and I will turn my computer back on and listen.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was Andy on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We're just getting her dialed in. We're making part of our family.
Throwing everything at her.
Exactly. Shotgun. Here's all your information all at once. Boom. Bow. That's what I do.
Good. Okay.
So, I feel like David Lynch. Now, it's no secret he gets really excited about filming films and everything.
Yeah.
I actually went and saw a spoken word set by lead singer Black Flag. What was it? Henry Rollins.
Yes, yes.
And Henry Rollins actually happened onto the set of one of David Lynch's films. And David Lynch comes up, hey, we're making a film. Do you want to be in it? I can write you a part. And I'm like, that's totally how we feel about World Poetry Open. Like, hey, welcome to our family. You want to be in it? Here's all you can do to be part of it. So. Except we're not as dark as David Lynch.
No, we're not.
Anyway.
It's okay.
All right. So, let's bring things down a bit, and we'll go to the master himself in California. Please welcome Mr. Don Hagelberg.
Mr. J.T. Underhill and Mr. John Gunther, excluding Michael Amadai. How are you? And not...
Well, we don't know how Michael's doing other than watching the dead rise from the grave, but we're doing fine.
Good. I have a poem here. It's called Sheen of the Magazine.
All right.
I'm not a green photographer, one who carries a black camera to click white on what pops up. I'm a beige professional who investigates purple backgrounds and notes what's interesting against what's to be shot. This view produces a color-bound picture, shattering eyes which cut through the jello gloss of the copy, which you hold in the pink of your palms. End poem.
As always, very well done, my friend. I love your words.
Well, that's... I should maybe sell them. Oh, that's $5, please.
Oh. All right. Okay, where do I send the $5 to?
50 cents.
50 cents. Okay, I'll do 50 cents.
5 cents.
I'll take what I can get at this point.
PayPal.
Ooh, there we go.
There you go, Don. We're about to do a return engagement. I would love for you to call back a second time.
Am I allowed to do something risque, or should I really belay that until the next? After hours segment.
Well, here's the guidelines we go by, and really, there's only two reasons you get kicked off the air. If you drop the magical F-bomb, which I don't think I've ever heard in your poetry, I think you hold yourself to a higher standard.
He does.
And then if you use hate speech, and I don't foresee you doing that either, because once again, you hold yourself to a higher standard. So if you want to push the envelope as content, I think JT and I are okay with that. We're all pretty much adults here. If you have kids listening, there may be a risque thought or two.
Okay.
You've heard our humor. We're a bit risque, too.
Well, we are. We're a little odd. So, but
I'll send the 5 cents to you collect.
Awesome. Okay. And then we can pay for Leo's therapy session.
That's right. See?
This is right in tune. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. That was Don on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, see, that's the difference between Skype and phone. If you want to know, Don sounded like he was in a recording studio.
Yeah.
That was a Skype connection to us. Using the World Poetry Open Mic, all one word, as the ID,
yes.
He connected to us, and wow, the clarity is phenomenal.
And for those of you who are listening that don't know or are worried about it, Skype is very easy to use as far as personal use. It's free. You set up a phone number with your username. It's just kind of all attached. And when you call us, it sounds that clear.
The only thing that would cost you money is if you're a commercial entity, and we do pay for our Skype because we are a commercial entity.
Yeah, we want to be able to make sure that we have all of our bases covered.
And for those that listened to the show a few weeks back when Ilham Hassawi called from Tunisia, she used Skype connection, too.
She was in a Skype connection all the way.
And as far as I know, it didn't cost her anything, and I don't think it costed us anything because she connected via user.
Right. So when you connect via username, it's a free connection.
Beautiful.
And you're there.
So if you're like Raj Kumar trying to call in from India, or if you're in Romania or Australia and you want to use Skype, give it a try. It'll save you a lot of money, actually.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
Okay.
So someone that's in Texas right now, not me, that'll be later this weekend. Please welcome JC.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Thank you. So... lots of different callers, lots of new callers. Crumbs, hi. It's JC.
Uh-huh.
You probably saw it on something that I threw up. I've been putting up the live broadcast in the room, actually taking the embedded code, so they're actually getting the live feed.
Now, is Andy in Kinky Ink as well?
I think so. I think she is.
Nice.
Good deal. Well, thank you for posting the link everywhere else.
Thank you for all that you do for our show as far as helping us publicize and bringing other poets in. I really appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, actually. It's lots of fun, and it's fun getting other people in your groups interested in it. It makes for lots of talk, and I am so jealous of the job that Boston does just right off the cuff. Of course, she does practice. I know she practices. And she's been practicing for days when I go, wonder what I'm reading tonight.
See, that's
deciding 5 minutes.
That's my thing, is I'll come to the studio. I'm like, I've got a bunch of poetry on one of my poetry sites I can bring up. I don't know what I'm reading at this point. In fact, right now, I don't even know what my next poem is, and I'm right after you.
Well, see, that's just how we roll, Jay Todd. So.
By the seat of our pants.
Yeah, that's it. So I decided to do something a little bit light tonight, and it is one that I wrote the other day. It's your sonnet prompt.
Awesome.
That we did. And so some of you have read it, but it's called It Was Almost Like a Sonnet. And for those of you that don't know, I write pretty much all free verse. I can write in meter. I just don't like to expend that much energy.
Me too.
I don't know. I'm not a meter writer. Syllable counts I'm good with. When it comes to meter, I'm like, ugh. So here we go. It was almost like a sonnet. I started to write a sonnet for you, but the meter's all wrong and the lines stuttered. I searched for the right words, worthy and true, but the page looked unbearably cluttered. Composing in meter is not my forte. The lines that come out are simply a mess. The metrical feet laid out to parlay, trochaic, iambic, then anapest. So just go write me a sonnet, you say. It's a writing task most easy to do. Been trying to figure it out all day, and this is simply the best that I can do. Shakespeare is surely turning in his grave, because this ain't no sonnet, you writing knave. In poem.
Sorry, I was a little late on that one.
Well, no, JT doesn't write sonnets, so he didn't know that that was the ending couplet, so he couldn't get on the microphone buttons quick enough. And the minute you hit the ending couplet, I'm like, oh, hey, that's the end, and I started clapping, and he's like looking at me like, what?
Pay attention.
I know, I'm sorry.
He's the haiku master. He's not the sonnet master.
That's right.
I know.
Strange.
He didn't figure out that was 14 lines. He wasn't counting.
He wasn't. No, he was enjoying the work, actually.
Yeah.
So, that was my truly not totally metered sonnet. I may regel a metered piece later, but...
I never worry about meter. I write out the 10 syllables, and if it's close enough to the meter, I'm like, whatever. Good enough.
Well, and, you know, I think I've read the other one before, like when I first started, called Dripping Tap, and I did it with a good friend of mine, James Hannah McGill from WC, but he is right now trying to get out a novel and is not writing, but we did this last summer, and I know he would be tickled to know that I read it. Because he's in Wales, so he doesn't stay up and all of that. He's not as good as Titus is about getting on.
Well, awesome. Then I'm going to use this part of the conversation as a prompt or as a prop also. If you want to listen to any of our shows, you can go out to the archive tab and you can listen to show one through current.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Thank you, JC, for pointing that out. That way he can go back and listen to that poem that you read.
Right.
So. And we will hear from you during the return engagement, hopefully.
Of course.
Awesome. JC, I thank you for all that you do for our show.
You're quite welcome. And anybody that's on All Poetry, if you can't find J. Todd, come find me at Kinky Ink and just say, hey, JC, trying to get in from the World Poetry Open Mic. Just put WPOM, and it's an automatic in into Kinky Ink if you care to be there.
Instant admission.
Awesome.
It's like you're having a golden ticket.
Yeah.
And you can link into J. Todd from there also.
Yes,
I finally found you because you did not find me, by the way.
You know, I have been very busy writing and doing the show and working my normal workaday job. I am so sorry.
I guess I'll have to forgive you this time.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll scold him afterwards.
You just do that.
Okay.
And he actually meant scald. He's going to pour hot water on me, and I'm going to have to go to the hospital. Anyway, just kidding. We'll talk to you again real soon, JC.
Okay, guys.
That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. You know, JC inspired me.
Uh-oh.
I told you I didn't have my poem queued up the minute. She's like, oh, I did the sonnet prompt. I'm like, hey, I've got that close at hand.
Yes, you do.
So, same prompt. This is prompt number 5 from this month, so it came out on the 5th. Okay. This is my sonnet of sorts called Unanswered Questions. Humans have a strange fascination with the unexplained and creepy events. Is it a quest to gain information or just a rush from being in suspense? The more you know, the less you understand, and yet the desire grows more inside. Spiritual trickery or sleight of hand, and I feel the same way I do confide. Is this planned by our Heavenly Father, or is it his evil adversary's blame? All of this thinking seems such a bother, and we are left to wonder just the same. One of this poet's biggest confessions, I'm okay with unanswered questions.
I like that. That was good.
There you go.
I like that a lot.
And it's truly me. I mean, my wife and I do long car rides on the weekends. It's how I unwind from the work week and doing the show and everything. And we'll talk about life's mysteries, and we finally just throw up our heads like, whatever, we'll find out later.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It'll all be explained later.
Yep.
So.
Are you ready?
I don't think I'm ready, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Unadulterated fun. If you've called our show already tonight, you can call again. This is the return engagement. You're going to want to dial 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one word. So I'm going through Facebook, and here's this picture of a bar of soap that says soap that cures writer's block. And I've immediately thought of our Verbalax
really?
Commercial. Yes. I was like, holy cow. So
soap that clears writer's block?
I don't
Maybe it just
me.
Cleans things up.
It's not like Verbalax. It doesn't loosen the thoughts anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've ingested soap once and it cleaned me up pretty quick.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry.
I'm a Fells Napa guy. I've had enough Fells Napa in my mouth for swearing to basically poison the third world nation.
You had that?
Yeah.
I think once I had lava.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty rough on the tongue. It's kind of, never mind.
Lava tastes horrible. I've had lava once for cussing.
And then Irish Spring.
Never had that. Does it taste good?
No.
Okay.
It's soap. No.
It's all soaps taste bad. Anyway. All right. So we do have every caller that's called our show lined up and ready to go. This is the A-main of our show, if you're into racing.
Oh, man.
So,
dirt track reference.
Total dirt track reference. So we decided while we're taking all nine of these callers that we are only going to do one return engagement.
One return engagement. Yep.
So I actually have to get in a car
early
and drive to Texas. I need some sleep. I've been up since one this morning, so I want to hit the road safe. So forgive me, guys. We're going to do one return engagement. We'll call it a night.
Yeah.
So let's just get things started. Please welcome once again from New York. Excuse me.
Try again.
Let's try it again. Once again, from the Michigan area, he is Dennis.
Hello, is this the order line for Verbalax?
It
is. I'm going to need a lot of that for April.
Yes, we're going to be giving you your free case here real soon.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's only starting the second week of April because we have a lot of April left. And a lot of poetry, too.
Yes, we do.
I have a second poem to share with you that was written during this last week. The title of it is Gravity of Love. And it goes like this. As gravity is the invisible pull on a substantive object, love tugs on the heart. Falling in an erratic course, the magnetic lines of attraction pulse till a purposed landing is realized. Love softens the route. Anticipation buoys the fall, rising the spirits and elation. The end.
As always, love the way you write, love the way you deliver. Just an all-around working man's poet there, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. You were much too kind, but I accept it anyway.
Right on.
And thanks again for this great poetic platform. We are in your debt.
Oh, this is my passion. This is my love. There's no debt here.
I understand that, and you do it so well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. So when JT was loading up the screen, somehow Dennis dropped off and then reappeared again. So as I was reading our second caller as our first caller, I was like, where did that name come from?
I am so, so sorry. I didn't realize it until it was in the
Either
call.
I took some really good elicits back in the 80s or that was really trippy.
It was really trippy. It's okay.
So now we're going to go to our second caller. Please welcome from New York. She is Lorraine.
Hey, guys. I was just going to ask you, do you want, it sounds so weird, do you want a short, a medium, or a long? And and then I thought, how obscene that sounds.
No, it's not obscene.
I don't mean that.
No,
I'm told as long as the delivery is good, it doesn't matter how big it is.
That's right.
I love you guys. You know, this is crazy. I got all kinds of stuff. I wrote Easter Sunday, and I wrote on my birthday Friday, and I thanked all of you, and I hope you got my thank you. But thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you a long one.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Won't be the first time.
Okay. You ready, Amadei? You ready?
Michael's not here
You're
tonight.
You ready,
it's
JJ?
Just,
yes.
This is called, I actually named it Motives and Votives. Okay.
All right.
He was just ahead of me walking out of the store, but when he turned and saw me, he chose to hold the door. I thought, what did he do that for? So I asked God, to ensure that the kindness he showed would be his evermore, and I lit a candle. She was struggling to free the baby seat from the back of her Lexus SUV. I walked over and asked, can you need a hand? And she looked over at me and said, that would be grand. I said, not a problem. The buckle was stuck. She thanked me and told me I must be good luck. Why did she say that? I haven't a clue, but I lit a candle and prayed for her too. An elderly woman with groceries galore was struggling to push her cart out of the store. With the weight of the cart, her progress was slow. And when she dropped her cane, I knew I should go to help her reach her car that was near. She thanked me and told me that I was a dear. What was it I did that deserved so much praise? Anyone would do what I did, or is that a phrase? So I lit a candle and asked that God bless her too. I saw a man trying to say what he bought didn't quite work the way that he thought. He spoke broken English, resorted to shrugs, and I heard him mention killing some bugs, and he held up his purchase, a can of Lysol. It kills germs but doesn't hurt insects at all. I explained to the salesman what the man tried to say. He refunded the money and then walked away. The man took his refund and gave me a smile, said gracias, and I helped him to find the right aisle. Why did what I did was so kind? So I lit a candle with him in mind. With my gas gauge near empty, I got on the gas line. I was up next when the lady behind, without a word said, pulled in front of me. I felt perturbed and justly. So I rolled down my window and shouted, I'm next. She stared at me, looking mildly perplexed. I got out of my car and asked if she was all right. She said her and her husband had had a fight and that she had packed and was leaving that night. I paid for her gas, and with no more words spoken, she drove away, and I knew her heart was broken. Don't know if she played me. I had to admit she brightened my day. So I lit a candle and prayed for her soul, hoping that someone would make her feel whole. On my way home, humanity was humming a song in the shape of a boy. And I saw him crying. I asked, what's wrong? He told me some older kids said he was fat. They laughed and they called him stupid and a brat. I said, well, you must know these things are not true, and they had no right to say that to you. He looked up at me with tears in his eyes and said, how do I know that these were not lies? I said, look inside where the truth's always pure, and you'll find the strength that you need to endure. I thought of all the candles I still had to light, and I wondered if this world would ever be right.
Very well done.
Good piece.
Thank
Both
you.
JT and I are sitting here nodding at different parts that reflect our lives as we were growing up. Very well done. Way to touch people. In a positive way, you're touching people.
Yes.
And I hope so. And, you know, sometimes what we write, all of us, and I'm including all of us, musically and creatively and poetically, we can change the world just a little bit at a time. And I think share with people that don't necessarily see things the way we do. and we see things in, we try to see things in a positive nature. We have dark sides, but, you know, when we see positive, it, there's nothing that can possibly go beyond that. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we do. And I hope you guys keep doing it and you keep the show on, because it's really a blessing to the world, not only to people that write, but to everyone that hears it. And I tried to get some people in. I hope they called. I'm doing my part, but I'm going to keep doing it. And
no, keep plugging away. That's all we're trying to do too.
Keeping on trucking.
That's right.
And thank you so much for being there, and all of you. And love you all. And I'll talk to you next week. Or you having another hour?
No. We're going to talk to you next week. This is our last segment of the evening.
Okay, next week. Then I'll talk to you next week. And be well and be safe, and you know, whatever
awesome.
Comes with that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Lorraine,
thank you so much. Okay, take care now.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That's what I want for all our poets. I want them to be well and take care.
Yes, absolutely.
She struck a good chord. I mean, that's what our 1 million poets thing is about. We can all come from different cultures, and even in the studio, we come from different backgrounds and have different political ideologies.
Yep.
But we get along. We share parts of ourselves and are the best human beings we can be in any given moment. Now, sometimes our life calls for a little bit of darkness. I had enough in my life, and that's how I learned that love is the answer always. Mm-hmm. So just love on your fellow man, and they may believe differently than you.
Yeah.
So what? You know what? Get over that.
Yeah. Well, put it off to the side. It's not about...
Even all those Bernie Sanders. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm totally
just,
kidding.
Just going for
I know,
it.
I know. Only because Michael's not here, and
right.
He's going to hear
Somebody's
that, and he's going to hit
right.
the roof, right?
Oh, man.
Our meeting is going to be interesting next
yes,
Wednesday. All right.
It's all your fault.
It
too.
Is all. It's always all my fault. Even when it's not my fault, Michael finds a way to twist and turn the words.
It's
and
interesting. Yeah,
it is all my fault. Anyway, so we do have another caller online. Please welcome from California. She is Boston.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. It's like waiting to jump off a cliff.
You know?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, there's a level of anxiety there, yes. It's kind of like the big line for the high
dive
as a kid, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I did the same thing when I competed last time. And that script is called You Saw Me Fall, But You Didn't See Me Fade.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I wasn't going to read it. I don't know if I should.
You should.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Go for
but
it.
But then at the end, it's not.
Well,
I always try to be spiritual or create an underlying thought. Do you know?
Yes.
Like take it home message.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's my thing on reading that poem. The Butthole Surfers has this song, and it starts out with this long thing, but basically the whole point of the thing is it's better to regret something you have done than something you haven't. So I'm saying read the poem.
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't read it.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Was that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
So you want me to fall. Okay.
We got you.
No,
don't
we're pushing you right off the cliff is what we're doing.
You know what? I love it. And, you know, JC, wherever you are, I love you. And, hey, Crumbs, I'm so glad to hear you. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're my buddies. All right. You saw me fall. You weren't there to see me fade. Remnants of me laid center stage, epic fail or cosmic centrifuge, lost in a twirl. Time flew in so many directions, there was nothing anybody could do, no one to hold on to. But honestly, there never has been. That rock, fortress, the arms of protection from light's blinding life, poised for selection, hostage to a triggered moment, transported, lost mid-flight. My competitive nature chimed in, hell no, with my back to the wall, in a demonstrative spin, albeit mock speed, searching, gathering, almost delivered me into my orbital abyss. but Six and Shield suddenly came into play considering their divisive spike of elevation. So Doug, as athletes do, M at a smile, minus a grace. Balance beam routine revisited with my core strength of revision. Within an instrumental, poignant, pointed pause, oh, Lord, I didn't really just say to the judges, just a minute, if you please. I did. As if they had a choice, edge on their seats, an audience collected a breath, sighed their somber relief as undefeated victory escaped, failed what-ifs. Instrumental, profuse, sweatbands of encouragement fell in disbelief as Comrade of Arms was driven to dig so damn deep. Clarity focused upon the task of completion became my war of utmost attention, with failure never the option. But, with two T's, with a hop on the turn, a wibble and a wobble, times too many, like in a drunken sailor on a weekend furlough, there's nothing stopping the tracks, rear derailment of one's illustrious caboose. So swirl to my left and swirl to my right, albeit maybe too much might, as I try to sit that booty down in a tight little swirl with a close-in deal. So the moral of the story did ensue when tragedy hit hard, as to lose a friend showcased my day. I wish he had the opportunity to say, hey, give me a minute, to address this decision I have fairly made. Forever he's gone, from me the athlete, the survivor, I will most definitely carry on. Epic fail is defined when you give in and forget that which you did begin. So in that minute we call life, choose your banner of fight, victorious invictus, chosen flight. End poem.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So just to give you an understanding, because it was really sad, is I totally messed up, but one of my friends said to me, you're so funny because you told the judges to wait a minute. So I'm like, okay, at least I made them laugh. At least I made them, and they thought I was going to fall on the pit, but anyway. Mm-hmm. But so I went back to my friend's house to chill, and on Facebook was going through people saying whatever. And I came across a post that a friend had died the day before from the gym.
Oh.
And he was taking things to enhance himself. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So what showcased my day was, you know, you can get, you know, I have breath. And it was just a competition, not a big deal. But the reality is he doesn't have life. And so, you know, to me, I always try to tell people, enjoy life. Everything counts. Everything matters. But then nothing matters except just enjoying what you have. You know, and so many people put so much focus on the negative or the what ifs instead of just taking a minute and just enjoying what you have. So at the end of my day, the showcase of my day was that, you know what? I'm a survivor. I'm a fighter. I'm a competitor. And I have breath. There you go.
Just so you know what I took from that. Everybody on the show knows my younger brother took his own life back in 2012. And it touched me in such a way. You can ask GT. I was in tears while you were reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing, I still am here doing what I do and what I'm passionate about. And if he'd taken a moment and just thought about his decision before leaving this earth, he could still be here chasing his dreams too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I have a niece who has taken the banner of drugs, so I've got a few of those. And I don't understand, like in that poem, the first poem I wrote about it, was it's like what was in that moment that you decided that? I mean, like what could have changed different? Like, because she started when she was 15. It's like, so in this heroin, it's like, how do you come back from that? And how did you go there? And how did you give up so much in that $10 fix? It's like it took everything that you have and everything you will be. And yeah. I don't understand how people give into that, and what you said, it's like, you know, with the poem, the first poem that I read, you know, that one is about her taking her life.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law took her life, and it's like, you know, they think no one cares, and they think that they're not needed, and they think that no one's going to miss them, and that everyone's going to be better off, and that's what the demons are telling them, you know, and it's just the saddest thing, because you know, we don't see it, and if we do, it's too late sometimes. But, you know, it's like sometimes they're so hard gone that they can't hear you. You know, the voices are louder than you are. So it's just, I'm
totally
sorry to hear that you lost your brother. So.
Oh, yeah. And to be honest, in all frankness, I sat him down four different times and talked to him about his addiction problem and the way he was living his life. But once again, he was too far gone. He wasn't hearing anything I was telling him.
Yeah,
they don't feel anything anymore. No. You know, and they think that they can end it. So,
yeah.
You know, and anyway.
It's just
so anyway, so my world is, you know, we just live life and I try to spread that and mm-hmm. encourage people and don't sweat it. You know, it's like, it's going fast enough, dang it.
Exactly. Just enjoy the moment you're in because you never know when that moment's going to be gone.
Right. And you know what? I almost fell. It was really funny because I have pictures of me laughing and like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. I hope they don't post those. But it was kind of, I'll never forget it because I messed. And like tonight my client came in and he was showing me the video of his son. And it was so funny. He was at college and he was supposed to bring out the guy in a wheelchair and he came from a different direction. And so he came and he just let him go and he fell off the stage.
Oh.
And they're like cracking. I go, that's the best part of the whole stupid play was him falling off. And he's like, yeah, I did it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Some of life's best moments are unscripted.
Yeah, so there you go. Thank you. I've taken up enough time, but
Boston,
I apologize
thank
anyway.
You very much for thank all you. That you've given us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. I got heavy there for a moment. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It's poetry.
Yeah. And you know, I always say this. When I started on this road to do poetry, to embrace my poetic self and to do the poetry show, that I'm going to be genuine no matter what. That genuosity, I don't know. I'm making up my own words at this point.
Well done.
Whatever that genuineness is, whatever I am, I'm going to be me.
Yes.
So... I apologize for getting heavy, but sometimes life is heavy, you know?
It's okay.
All right. Someone is never too heavy, but he's got great poetry. Please welcome from California, he is Don Hagelberg.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I chose a poem before you even spoke. And... now I have second thoughts about reading it.
Don't have second thoughts. Just go for it. Once again, I said it's better to regret something you have done than something you haven't.
Okay, here it goes. Chemical bloom. I ache when I pass the garden. Her blocks of international, capital B, capital L, capital V, capital D. Tinted petals wave at me, blown by the asthma of the economy. The colors of the flowers flutter, waiting for a lush shower to complement the inner state with the richness of green in dollars. I look for my small and slight 5'2" now finally off both pills and booze, but cannot see her waltzing through her two-block turf. I stop a friend of ours and ask, where's Sally today? Or is she late? I get slugged with a baseball bat. She picked up again. She's dead. When I fall, I cut some flowers off, separate their heads from their stems. Why didn't I ask her once again to move into my one-person bed? End poem.
I'm glad you read that. Very well done. Well written.
I used to work at the volunteer at and work at the free clinic here in Berkeley, and we had a lot of people come in for counseling for drugs and alcohol. And I have not made it a secret that I am also not so much an ex-offender, but an ex-pauper and
user
bender.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, like I have found out, you might be able to get them to change by throwing the book at them, but percentages of the time, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Simply because they have no connections. Everything is just surface. Somehow they've been hurt so much as children or as young adults. And it is put up an iron door between them and the outside. And the only thing you can do is be there enough times so that they're used to you and they might extend themselves. But it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of perseverance and even more so, a greater portion of luck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for existing, you two guys and Michael.
Thank you for existing and sharing on our show.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Don on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Wow. Wow. Two really good poems back to back. And Boston had said something about not knowing how you come back. You can come back. It's a hell of a road. I'm living proof of that.
My son is.
Your son is. Woo. There are ways you can pull yourself out of the tailspin.
Yeah.
I was in a tailspin twice, to be honest, because I had a relapse. You were with me through the second relapse, which I quit July of 14 again.
It's good.
So, you know, making progress day by day.
That's right.
So, all right. So we do still have more callers lined up. Please welcome from Connecticut. She is Barbara.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome back to our show.
Yeah. It's really an interesting show tonight. Really. Very different.
It is. It's kind of like it's its own entity away from the rest of the shows, huh?
Yeah, very, very different. I can't really put my finger on it.
It's because Michael's missing is what it is. It's because Michael's missing.
It's quieter.
Quiet. Yeah, well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, it's not as crazy with you guys. You're a little more introspective.
Focusing on the poetry.
Yeah, more on the poetry. That doesn't mean that Michael unfocuses you, but it...
No,
Michael...
The three of you together do tend to be like a powder keg.
Well,
we are.
I was going to say, Michael's the fuse on the powder keg of our humor, so... And he's got this big paddle that he likes to stir the pot with.
Well, that's it. I think it's always three. If three get together, there's always one that's always the instigator. Yeah. I remember my brother used to say that about his kids. It was my nephew who would always instigate everything and cause a problem. They were twins and then him. So he would cause a problem with the twins, bothering one, then the other. And then, so they would all get into this horrible situation, and they'd always blame him. You know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't always him. It could have been the other one. You know? They always blamed him.
My cousin, my older brother, and I were the same way. And I was always the odd man out, too. My cousin and my brother would tease me and single me out, and I see how it is.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. So anyway, getting down to kid things, the prompt that this is from one of your prompts.
Okay.
And it's called Write About Your First Crush.
I saw that one.
And
I was hoping you'd read that.
Yeah. And this is a great story. But should I tell it now before the poem?
Yeah, go ahead and tell the story now. That's fine.
Okay, so this is my very first boy-girl party, and it was our graduation from sixth grade.
And I was going into junior high and going into the SP, which was going to be 7th and 8th grade together.
Okay.
And I was actually losing a lot of my friends because they weren't coming with me. And so I wanted to have a party, and it was a big deal, and I'd never had a party. And so I had this crush on this guy, Alan Green. And he barely knew I existed. Even though we had known each other a long time, he barely talked to me or anything. So I had to ask him to my party. And this is the what happened. And then afterward, my party was cool. It was really, really cool. And we played kissing games. I sent my mother and father into the room. And I said, "You can't be in here." And we turned off the lights and we played kissing games. Anyway, So this is sixth grade crush. My heart fluttered when he looked my way. Would he? Could he ever like me? Tete-tates planned in my head, opening lines tested and rejected, slipping past him, eyes downcast, afraid of the no in his look, whispering with friends. He remained an unattainable object as I admired him from a distance, hoping he would like me. A slightly chubby, brown, curly-haired girl, knowing the more developed, skinny, straight, blonde-haired ones would scoop him up before my eyes. And what a surprise when I, with trepidation, barely whispered out an invitation to my first boy-girl party. He agreed, arrived to be with me, and I spent 7 minutes in heaven, lips upon lips, with my crush.
That's great.
That is really good. All that from one prompt. That was great.
Yeah, this was that whole thing, it just stirred up all this thing. And that boy-girl party was quite eventful because my mother made these pigs in a blanket, you know, little ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so excited. I ate one whole and got really violently ill.
Whoops.
During my party.
So I got to ask, because I know how I felt when I wrote about my first crush. Do you still get the heart flutter when you think about it?
Not really, because it was okay, you know.
Okay, evidently, I'm the weird one then.
No, I have to agree with you, J-Todd. I get a little heart flutter after mine, but it's okay.
No, I had another crush after him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Way different and way stronger.
Oh, yeah.
But this was my very first, so, you know, it's kind of cool. And I got violently ill, and afterward, like any sixth grade kid, I was feeling fine. And we all decided to go to this ice cream parlor down the street. And we ended the night with ice cream sodas. So it was a very cool party.
Nice.
Great.
Barbara, thank you for calling our show, and I hope we hear from you again
welcome.
Next week. You've become a regular fixture, but I just want you to know we're already looking forward to you next week.
Oh, well, thank you, and I'm just so thrilled that you have these great prompts, and you're forcing me to write two poems a day, which I never thought I could, you know, but I am, so.
All right. This few hours of fun is over. Back to work.
Okay, you guys. See you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow morning online.
At the webpage. Okay.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yes, we're all working. I'm going to be working tomorrow extra hard, too. I told my wife, I'm like, we can't leave town until I have my poem a day done.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And she's like, what
Slave
time are they posting
on yourself?
It?
Man.
She's like, what time do you guys post it? I'm like, five-ish. And she's like, right quick. She wants to get out of town.
Well, where's your first stop?
Pueblo. We're having breakfast there.
Write it.
See, I need to be able to post it
oh.
to all the different areas. So.
Well, depending on where you need to post it, They typically have Wi-Fi.
They do have Wi-Fi. Our hotel is going to have Wi-Fi.
See, there you go.
But I don't want to have to take my electronic leash with me is the thing.
Okay.
All right, so anyway. I just need a few hours away.
I understand.
So.
I understand.
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say. Sorry, I've been trying to talk, not talk in song lyrics. It's just such a hard habit to break.
Yes, it is.
Sorry. Let's end this madness now. Let's go to JC in Texas, a place where I'm going to be soon.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Hey. Well, I finally picked a poem.
Oh, you did. I'm glad we bought you that time. That extra thing about song lyrics, I'm sure, bought you enough time to do it.
It did. It was just that one little segment. That's what
I knew it would. That's why I did it.
And Boston kind of rambling on, that helped too.
Yeah, you know.
You can tell why we're such good friends, right? We just kind of both ramble over each other all the time.
No.
You should see our text messages back and forth. They're crazy.
I got to say, I enjoy watching the people from the show interact outside of the show. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of our really silly stuff happens through text messages, so they're pretty safe. And by the way, I actually saw the video of her little oops. And it is hilarious.
She should post that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, she should, but I doubt she will because she doesn't even have it on hers.
I was going to say, is there any way we can capture that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, she would know where it came from if it ended up there. I would be in trouble.
What's this posted by the half squatch thing?
See, I'm telling you, I've got it in. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay. The one I decided to read, I had to change one word to make it appropriate for this segment, but it's okay. It is actually the.
So, are you saying Mother Truckin'? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you'll know.
Okay.
It is the first one that I collaborated with James Hannah McGill, which is a pen name, but he is a dear, dear friend of mine. That lives in Wales. We got to know each other on Writer's Cafe when he read one of my central poems and came in and was like, yeah, what do you know about this? Let me, you know, kind of in your face. And then he found out all about me, and we have been great friends ever since. We started out arguing and just have become the best of friends. So last summer, I introduced him to Google Docs and how to do live documents, and we started composing on top of each other. And if anybody has never tried that for collaboration, it is so much fun because you can actually see the other person typing as they're typing.
Oh, nice.
And so it's a fun way to collaborate.
I might have to try that with Miss Amanda Norton.
Mm-hmm. It really is a great way because you're both seeing the document at the same time. So if you're doing line by line or trade-off, we have done poetry that way. We've also done some short stories that way. And oh my goodness, where did that just go? Oh, there it is. Back button always works. Okay, it's called Sinking Sands. And just this poem does have a little bit of a bipolar edge. James is very bipolar. And is actually on early young retirement because of a mental breakdown, and so that he had several years ago. So there is an element of that in this poem. When tears cut dreary sands in sharp rivulets of sadness, life strangles us with its bands, turning serenity to madness. Don't tell me to grow up. Can't you see, you little punk? We have no role in daily play to guide us from the brink. Upon our backs we often lay, endless skies, no help to think. Don't tell me to grow up. Can't you see, you little punk, drinking from the bitter glass of memories gone awry? All we've lived corrupt at last, as seen through jaundiced eyes. Don't tell me to grow up. Can't you see, you little punk, you won't drown me so I die. My time is not yet past. No longer sharing sugar pie, the final lot's been cast. Never tell me to grow up. You don't know me, little punk. End poem.
I like that piece. Of course, I'm a bit bipolar myself, so I would like that piece, wouldn't I?
Well, you know, the little refrain is a touch that he does quite often, and the word is the F-bomb. The last word is actually the F-bomb.
Yeah.
I can't say at this point, but it works the other way, too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've played with it. I like it both with and without. Sometimes I take them out when I read it, and sometimes I leave it in. But because I'm probably going to tell him which segment it's on, or I may just record it for him. I'm really trying to get him to record something and send it. He has a wonderful, wonderful reading voice.
Well, he should just use Skype and Skype into the show using World Poetry Open Mic, all one word.
Well, because of his medications and stuff that he takes, getting into the show would be difficult for him just because of our hours and the time difference.
Well, you know, he's always welcome to try.
And he might, but he's more likely to record something for us. He is real technology challenged, which really surprises me. If you knew what he did in his former life, you would be surprised that he's so technology challenged. Uh-huh. However, his significant other is not, so she might get him to actually SoundCloud something or at least send me a recording. He does use voice recording to me instead of like voicemail. He could at least voicemail it to me, and then I could finagle it from there.
That'd be awesome. And you know what? We got one from James Rothline this week. The computer we would pull it off of isn't here, so we're going to have to do it next week. But we do welcome recorded clips. You've heard us play David Paget on occasion, too, right?
Right.
So that would be an awesome way to do it.
I've tried to convince him, and I think he's even emailed you or messaged you. It's probably been a few months back at Writer's Cafe, but and for those of you who don't know, I am in both places. I'm one of those all over people.
I am too.
But you know, there's something I like about each community, so I try to keep them up. So anyway, yeah, that's a great way for people who can't be here on time and listen to the show live to help participate if they feel so moved.
Now, if we get inundated with recordings and things, we may have to tighten up a bit, but you know, for now you can submit for using our contact page and recording. You would want to send an MP3 file to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Right.
So.
Okay.
If you get a recording from him, that's where you're going to want to send it, or you know, once you get it, contact me. We'll work something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Awesome. Thank you, JC. And once again, we look forward to hearing from you next week as well.
Mm-hmm. Always. Have a good night, guys.
Talk to you soon. Yep. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Texas, Connecticut, California twice. Where do we go now?
Well, it's not the Deep South.
Well, it's not the Deep South.
It's kind of the middle.
The Mid-South? Or would it be the Middle East?
No, no, because that sounds...
I think it is the Middle East. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello. So what do you consider yourself out in Kentucky? Is it the Mid-South or is it the Middle East?
Clever. Most folks around here call it the bluegrass state.
Yeah.
The bluegrass state.
Bluegrass state. Yeah, I think because there are times where you get a slight tinge of blue when you view the beautiful horse farmlands from a distance, and it does kind of resemble a blue tinge. So
that grass is very pretty.
Whereas Colorado is just known as the funny grass state.
Well, and that's, you know, at least you guys have enough sensibility to make sensimilia legal, you know. Yes. So that's, you're ahead of us. I'm waiting, you know, patiently, but
Well, you could always come to Posick Fest. Just saying.
I would love that. If I can convince my old lady to do that, I think it would be marvelous.
There's about 7 dispensaries between us and the facility or the place where we hold it at. If you want to stop somewhere, just let us know.
That is really impressive. And you don't even need a prescription to get it. You just can.
No, I to be honest, I'm trying something called Relax Mints to help out with the mania portion of my bipolar disorder.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like going to a liquor store. You walk in. Now, you do have to show your ID. You do have to speak with someone. They admit you to the back area where the products are.
Uh-huh.
They have an ATM there. However, I'm like, no, I think I'm going to go to my bank and pull the cash out and come back because I don't want the feds tracking me what I'm doing with my money.
Yeah, right.
So I did buy these Relax Mints. The Bud Tender, as they call them here, did convince me to try a particular type of soda pop. Said, oh, it won't give you a head high. And I'm telling you, that stuff messed me up.
Really? Yeah.
So I won't be doing the soda pop, but I can tell you firmly that when I'm in the throes of mania and cannot sleep, two of those Relax Mints and I'm out like a light. And there's no head high. It relaxes me to where I can go to sleep.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the interesting things. Is that once you look beyond just the THC component, I think they're called cannabinoids. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce
cannabinoids.
Yeah,
cannabinoids or cannabinoids. Either way. That those also really help with a lot of other things like sleep, which is really kind of interesting and deep, meaningful and useful sleep too. But that's really marvelous. Cheers to that, and I would love to partake and hang out, and maybe eventually I will convince my old lady to do so.
There is enough people in the state doing rec, and to be honest, we joke around about it. It's really not that big of a thing. No worse than alcohol or anything like that. It's not like there's people out on the street corner smoking a bong.
all of that. I've forgotten what they call it, the drug mania, the propaganda against drug use in America back in the day. I mean, it's so so ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
but.
They've got a place down the street from me that it's a private club. You buy entrance to it, and it's like a cannabis bar. You show up, you smoke right there on premises.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
And then you, hopefully, you'll have a designated driver, and you make your way out of there once you're done smoking.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it sounds marvelous. It sounds like you've borrowed a little bit of Europe and brought it over here to, you know, a beautiful place in America, by the way. I've been to Colorado a few times and always found it delightful and quite scenic. Anyhow, I wanted to also say thank both of you. I mean, I know you're running on 2/3 your, you know, normal staff. So I really appreciate you guys doing that tonight. That means a lot to me. And you read well tonight, Sir J. Todd. I really enjoyed your piece.
Oh, thank you.
And I was digging the poem about Kerouac that I heard a fellow reading earlier. I didn't catch his name.
Joe from Pennsylvania. He's coming up in 2 callers after you, actually, again.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. Well, cheers to that, man. And thanks for sharing that piece. And I'll try to be brief. And this is like totally random. I just throwing this question out here. Do either of you two know, or when I refer to a term called juggalo or juggalos?
Yes, I think both of us know who juggalos
definitely
are.
We know that term.
I'm totally a juggalo.
Well, this maybe reveals some of how my thinking is. So this poem sort of arose out of at least part of it from somebody sharing with me, of all things, C.S. Lewis, some of his sermons and so forth. And I'm not speaking anything bad about C.S. Lewis. God love him, right?
Yeah.
You know, but when I start reading his stuff, suddenly I'm feeling, you know, constipated mildly. And, you know, and of course, I run to juggalos as a contrast to some of these sermons that I had been reading. But I really appreciated her sharing these sermons, and they were interesting. And, you know, cheers to C.S. Lewis. So anyhow, that had something to do with this piece, and I'll read the title, which is about 30% the size of the poem, so one of those nice, lengthy titles.
Okay.
And here we go. Random stanzas wavering between dark and light, doubt and faith, the way shallow ocean bottoms appear before ship-tossing storms cascade the horizons with thunderous light. And parenthetically, or mistaking someone else's solipsism for my own synesthesia. And here it goes. The anguished, I understand. Their bitter stories, a soft union founded on mutual disclosure and stoned fantasies about candy karma and other errant delicacies born of sin, our entwined senses, and a devil's haphazard toward good sensibilities. Harpooning arguments against God's existence while wailing for pale gibbous moons somewhere in outcast infinity. Intellectual atheists and the boredom of their stipulated dearth prefer loud, big-bellied juggalos and the childlike mysticism of fleas and magic sideshows among the disenfranchised carny folk and non-scholar ersatz geniuses. Chasing awe unto the a priori, until I no longer know him, the one captured in mirrors like Rilke's svelte panther, my eyes drift past cold bars of stagnant imprisonment toward reflected exit signs, egressus out of mind and languid time, into a new semiotics entreating the divine. And there it is, fellers.
I am one of those big belly juggalos at one point in time. That was awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it, yes. And I'm glad you guys, I figured you guys would know what juggalos are or what. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's something, and I'll be quick. I'm not trying to get all biblical and stuff on anybody, but there's something about that honest wilderness, you know, that childlike wilderness and just being, you know, just being free and human that I dig, because that reminds me straight. I mean, that's the way I interpret, you know, the first couple of books of the books of Genesis, you know, that wilderness, that, you know, and that, I don't know. And I think you have to start from there before you get to any other deeper kind of theological questions. I think you have to be honest about your own temptations and desires. And that's what I like about the juggalos. And that's nothing new. I mean, Kiss was wearing makeup and doing all kinds of great stuff.
Right.
Find out they're four smart Jewish boys.
Yes, they are.
Make him bank, you
they
know.
They are.
They're big time, too.
Absolutely. So anyhow, cheers. I appreciate it. And drive safe tomorrow, Jay Todd. Get a good night's rest, man, and stay in touch. And if you remember, please remind Mr. Amade, I'm thinking about him as he's working on his prose piece.
All right.
Yeah. Cheers. Love you guys, and be well.
Love you too, Philip. Thank you for calling our show.
All right. Cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Now, for those that aren't in the know about juggalos, just a brief explanation. In late 90s, this rap duo called ICP came out doing very hard lyriced rap music, but with a greater purpose in mind.
Yeah, and the message is...
The message hidden, but hidden, not hidden.
But not all okay. At the same time. And it, yeah.
So... If you can stomach it, go out and check them out. All their fans, they are called Juggalos. They dress like evil jesters,
yeah.
Mimes, clowns, whatever you want to call them. They throw Faygo all over the stage.
Which is a caffeine-free soda, by the way.
It's caffeine-free, but the saccharin that's in it will burn your eyes. Not that I've ever had that happen. However, I did have one of their crew, Rude Boy, come and cut a wrestling promo in the same wrestling ring that I was working in.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was really cool. They were actually in town recording Bizarre, which is one of their albums. But they have six Joker's cards that they named their albums after, Great Malenko, The Riddle Box. Anyway. I don't want to bore you with all that. Anyway, check it out if you can stomach it. Really, they have a good message. And then JT and I happened along him, and we're like, wow, this is actually really intense.
Yep.
So check out anything that the Psychopathic Records has put out, pretty much. Hell's Pit is a bit dark.
Be careful.
Yeah. All right. So enough said on that. Shall we go back to our new caller for this?
Yes.
All right. Please welcome from Florida, she is Andy.
There she is.
Hello. There is a big delay.
There is.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
It's kind of like audio Easter egg hunting, isn't it?
Sort of, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I was just sort of thinking, what should I do for you tonight? I just don't know. I can't quite decide.
You're going to want to turn your listening device down because that delay just
happened. I did. I pay attention. I'm just slow.
You know, I pay attention too, and I'm kind of slow. And sometimes I just like, whatever.
Whatever. Yes, right. You know, the caller earlier in Boston asked me also to ask you this, commented on the fact you give out prompts. So are there contests, or is it on the website, or what?
It's on our Facebook. Well, there's a few ways you can get it. You can check out the Facebook community for World Poetry Open Mic, which is Facebook/World Poetry Open Mic, all one word.
Uh-huh.
Or you can, if you're a part of that friends group that I told you about, I move it to that early in the morning, most mornings. Mm-hmm. But if you like our YouTube channel, the minute it becomes published, you can get an alert that way too.
Okay, cool. All right. Just sometimes it's fun. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you have all weekend to get caught up on the prompts that you've missed. Not that you're doing anything better with your weekend.
Right. Well, that's sort of the fun part about a lot of the contests, because, you know, it kind of takes you outside of the box, if you will.
Yeah, and it spurns creativity and creation that wouldn't normally exist if you hadn't seen the prompt or seen the contest or whatever. That was our thought doing this.
Right, absolutely. It's always motivating, especially if it's music related, then it's really motivating.
Right. Actually, our first prompt, you'll love it. It's write a poem about your favorite song.
Well, there you go.
So check out prompt one.
Okay. I might just do that. I like that.
All right.
Okay.
So what do you have for us now?
I think I'm speaking about music. I think I am going to do something that I wrote while listening to Sounds of Silence. However, not Simon and Garfunkel.
Disturbed.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really good.
Yep. We were challenged to like bring your big game on or just stay home. And so I played with the big boys. And it's kind of an interesting little piece. It's got some fact in here. Let you figure it out. And it's called The Silent Girl.
All right.
Which I know you know that's not me, but it is called The Silent Girl. So, you ready? Did my fairy tale fade as Santa took off his beard, scratched his fat, laden belly, ate another jelly donut, and belched? Or when childhood friend Barbie became my enemy, naked, cinch waist, perfect nipless breast, caused me to count calories and hate everyone who eats. I was 90 pounds of normal, never pink. I grew up on fictions, padlock truth, learned happily ever after, was a little black dress of depression, secrets hidden under Chanel. I smiled, pretend laughs, while my darkness wept in stillness. Like a seedling, you came as I was sleeping. You stole every story, all my lies, split my night, cold my dreams, left me cancer silent. Stillness elicits storytellers, neon signs stream in rhyme. In silence, I cannot survive. A dying spark, a loss of life. I cease to be that rose petal unfolded on the ground, impaled, bleeding by its thorns. Heed graffiti words on my soul. Even lions don't always roar. Though I may be afraid, no one keeps me silent. End.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Heck yes.
So there you go.
You're one of those goth chicks, kind of like Amy Lee, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You're one of those gothic girls, kind of like Amy Lee, aren't you?
Well, I sort of really am not a gothic girl, actually.
Oh.
Sort of maybe even the antithesis of a gothic girl. But I can dress up and pretend to be anybody you'd like.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Makes sense.
Well, we'll leave that for
you know,
May 1st.
There's a lot of costumes in that closet.
Well.
so.
I think
that's how we write poetry.
That's how we write poetry, exactly.
That's exactly right. So, there you have it. But yeah, no, this is great. I thank you guys. I kind of played back and forth. I have a couple of things on child abuse, and actually Boston said it's been heavy enough, Andrea. Just kind of chill.
That's all right.
Not that this was a fairy tale, but regardless, at least it wasn't child abuse.
Yeah. Bring it next week then.
I might just do that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome. Good night now. Take care. Bye.
That was Andy on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Now, when I said, back when she was trying to call in from the 239, and I said, if you're calling from Florida in Ohio, I knew the 239 area code.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, hey, she's calling from Florida.
Hey.
Hey, we got one more caller, don't we?
We do.
Oh. This one's calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, he's a trooper. He hung in the whole time.
Thank you. He wins our endurance award for the evening. Please welcome Joe.
Billy.
Hey, thank you. Hey, you are a trooper.
Thank you. I try. it's a really hard decision on what to read. Great poems tonight, all around.
Mm-hmm. Right? We are so blessed.
Even some ICP references, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Cool. So I'm the last caller, huh? I thought I'd read a poem that really has meaning to me. It's dedicated to a friend that was taken early on in life. He was killed. And he was one of my really good friends growing up. The poem's called Back in the Day for Jason T. When we were young, we're not kids anymore. We'd stroll farther than we ever did before. The allure of what life had in store was mesmerizing for sure. Though there was much more delightment, though there's not much more delightment under our present day sun. Back in the day, there were alls in all we do. We all got lost in between where the sky met the streets. We would go from batting to tackling down by the Buell to walking around with skater dudes knowing we were cool. We'd go to school breaking all the rules because we were just that cool. You and me, Jay, were four armies, four sets of J's, two baseball caps, and two different outfits we couldn't keep clean. We were mean as a team, two fireworks that got sparked quick as a Bic. Every day was like trick-or-treat, making our way to Linda's Corner and coming out looking like two Sour Patch Kids. Us jelly beans set the stage, thinking every day how much we hated this town. So we made it our playground, and we'd play all day until the night dropped in the shade. We'd sweat out our days, then smoke up the rest of our cancer sticks to get a quick fix. Then saying our peace out until the streetlights drop, turn back to gray, and go on home to try to behave. All you neighborhood alley cats stay stuck in my memories, like catching the Saturday night movie on TV. We remain friends until the end, and I'm never taking that bracelet off, my man. R.I.P. Jason M.T., because it's still me for you and you for me. No matter how we toss the dice, it has to be. So stay up on your golden streaks, my friend, never skipping a beat in your retreat. You're an angel now, my man. You'll never be forgotten, and you'll always with me stand. P.S. Stop the gun violence in the streets. All it leaves is unforeseen agony for the families. Stand up and be a man. If you have to, fight a fair one. If not, give your peace of mind. But most of all, be a good neighbor and lend a helping hand. Peace. and poem.
Holy cow, Joe. Well said. Yes.
It's kind of like, not like a public service announcement, but it's my, like, I don't know. I like to use it as a awareness poem, kind of, you know?
No, I agree. In gun violence between any two civilians really shouldn't happen.
Definitely.
There's, I mean, I've been in fights before, and it's never escalated to that point. In fact, the one time that a weapon did get involved, I ended up turning on my own friend who brought the weapon into the fight. And I'm like, no, this is not happening this way. So, yeah. You know, you can have a duke out in the parking lot, help him up afterwards and say, yeah, I'm the better man. I mean, that's not... Yeah. That's not out of the realm of possibility, but when weaponry gets brought in, it's uncalled for.
I know. That's pretty much how we grew up, you know, and it seems like later on in life, all these guns got involved, you know. It's and other weapons, too, you know. It's not just guns, but, yeah, mostly nowadays you see it's all about the guns.
Yeah. I don't know where it digressed to that point. I grew up in a small town out in California, and literally nightly, if you were at this one bar, there would be a fist fight out in the parking lot. We found out who the better man was, and then you'd pick him up and you go have a beer with them, and that would be it, you know? There would be no resentment. I mean, there'd be soreness the next day, but no resentment, and whatever. I don't get it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, me neither. It's
nothing is that, worth taking, you know, human life over.
Yeah, it's something the world has, I don't know, has gone crazy with. And poetry has power, you know, and I believe that if I recognize something and everybody else does, we might have a voice to make a change, you know. And there's a lot of people out there that have a voice and are trying to make a change in these communities that are going through a lot of turmoil with the riots and the police brutality and all that other stuff, you know. And I think a lot of people are standing up and trying to speak their mind and try to make a change, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to change the world is one mind at a time. And your words are doing it, brother.
I appreciate that, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for calling our show, and I hope to hear from you next week.
Yeah, all the best, guys. Have a good weekend, and see you next week.
See you next week. That was Joe from Pennsylvania on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Really? Oh.
Sorry.
Boomerang ball.
So sorry.
That's all right.
Weird.
All right, so I kind of teased this one before the show. I told you I was going to read this one. Today's prompt was brought to you by the haiku master himself.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
You have to summon it because I need him to judge my triku. Once again, brought to you by the haiku master himself.
Oh, boy, he's a haiku master.
Yeah. Truth is, we just missed Michael's voice.
We did.
All right. So, no, actually, I want the haiku master's approval. Now, his prompt was write three haikus about a subject without mentioning that subject directly.
Yes.
So, this is mine. I called it Triku. Number one, rumble and rattle, roar like a lion in heat. Fear and excitement. Number two, cumulonimbus, violent and beautiful, a feast for my ears. Number three, static charge released in God's personal drum set, nature's Neil Peart. Oh, oh, that has the Haiku like Master those. Seal of approval?
Yes, I like those a lot.
Thank you. And that's what makes him the Haiku Master.
Oh, he's a Haiku Master.
Yeah, pick another one. Sorry, I missed him too.
So,
all right, so I'm quickly loading the last poem I'm going to read for the night.
Now, should we talk about it?
We have to talk about it. Okay. I mean, it's a legend.
Yes.
So
this week, unfortunately, we lost a music legend. Really,
a poetic legend.
Poetic legend. Commonly called a poetic for the common man, or poet for the common man.
Yes.
The Okie from Muskogee.
Yes, Mr. Merle Haggard.
Mr. Merle Haggard. He passed away at 79. He had just turned 79. It was his birthday that he passed on.
Oh, he passed on his birthday?
Yes, he was born on April 6th, 1937, and passed away on April 6th, 2016. I'm still living in the past, apparently.
It's that whole Hatter and Collider thing. You've got time all wixed up.
It is. But we did lose a music legend there.
He is. And I would hold him in the same regard as I would a Tom Waits or a Bob Dylan. And if not that high, then he would be in the top discussion.
Oh, definitely.
Poets.
Definitely.
And it's with great respect for him that I'm going to read this as a spoken word art piece. The warden led the prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden, just before they reached my cell, let my guitar-playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away. Turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning a choir from across the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard them tell the singers, there's a song my mama used to sing. Could I hear it once more before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away. Turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die. And with that, we say rest in peace, Merle Haggard. Good night, Merle, wherever you're at.